Okay, so my name's Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 22nd of August, 2009, and the time is 10:40 a.m. If I could ask you to tell me your name, age and where you come from, please.
Okay, my name is Mark Maffey and I'm 53 and I live in a village called Frankton, which is close to Rugby and Leamington Spa in Warwickshire.
Okay, can you tell me when it was you first found out about the One Another Project?
I think it was, I heard about it on Radio 4. I think Anthony Gormley was being interviewed and I was on the laptop at the time and I just was inspired to just put my name down. I can't even remember when it was. It was in the spring at some point, and so I put my name down for it and didn't think anything more about it.
Yeah. What was it that particularly struck you about the project or what Anthony was saying?
I think I just thought it was a really excellent idea. I think the number of statues in London of sort of retired sort of dead soldiers and statesmen, you know, to come up with this idea of putting live people up there on the plinth, I thought it was the natural extension for modern art. Really, it was it could be quite surreal I was very, very interested to see how it was going to turn out.
So what kind of things have been significant to you so far?
I think so far in the project, I think I've been interested in how the concept of the event has sort of has been in the media, really. I think it's worried me how there's been how it's been presented as sort of like an alternative Big Brother or Britain's Got Talent sort of show, you know, so I think it needs to be seen for what it is, which is just an opportunity for anybody to do what they want and not necessarily for an opportunity to find new talent or for people to be entertained necessarily. I think it's from what the various people that I've seen going up there, you know, there've been some really wonderful visually exciting things going on, I think more importantly than that, it's just seeing the crowd reaction and their interest in what would normally be a plinth with a piece of art on it, you know, suddenly it becomes a focus of attention. So I just find it very interesting to see how that has developed, really.
And what is it you're going to do when you're on the plinth?
Right, well, I've had various changes of mind, and even to the point of sort of last night and early this morning thinking I might do something completely different, but I've ended up deciding that I'm simply going to go up there. I'm going to be in my father's old dress suit, his white tie and tails, top hat, cane, and a fairly horrific mask. I'm just looking forward to seeing people's reaction to that. I'm taking a small briefcase full of sweets. So I shall hurl those out to people and engage with the crowd maybe. I've got various things I'd quite like to do. I'd quite like to recite some Shakespeare. Today is the day that Richard III was killed in Battle of Bosworth, and so I was going to maybe recite the sort of this is the winter of now is winter of our discontent, sort of that sort of thing. But we'll see. I'm sort of going to make up my mind when I get up there. I sort of feel that it's important not to plan too much and just to feel the vibe, if you like, when I get on the plinth.
Okay, tell us about the significance of Shakespeare. You've done a bit of reading.
Well, it started out, I thought, well, I'm very much a Warwickshire man, and Shakespeare was from Warwickshire down the road in Stratford, came down to London, you know, and wrote his plays for, you know, the Globe Theatre, and you know, I'm making that journey, and I just thought it would be it seemed to come together with the fact of it also being the anniversary of Richard III being killed at the Battle of Bosworth, which again is just down the road in near Leicester. So I felt that it would be good to mark that in some way.
And what interests do you have?
Right, well, I live on a farm, so I do quite a lot of outdoor activity, mostly gardening, or mostly outside, helping on the farm, or just do a little walking, and get involved in quite a lot of village activity. I'm very interested in reading, and I'm quite a sort of an eclectic range of interests, really.
Yeah. And what does it do for a living?
I run a training organisation which supports people getting back into work, and we also train people in the care sector and in childcare, in IT, that sort of thing. Interestingly, that organisation is now under threat. It's all of the staff are sort of under potential redundancy at the moment, so it's my life could change quite significantly in the next few months, but like a lot of other people, in recession at the moment.
And how did you get into that field of work?
Well, I've had quite a journey, really, because I went to public school, went to Harrow School, and then I was went to Switzerland for a year at business school, came out of that, went into the Merchant Navy and was a baker on the cruise liners, Canberra, Oriana and Uganda for a few years, which was quite a different thing to do. And then came out of that and wasn't really sure what to do. So I got involved in a training program for unemployed people who were working on various environmental projects in Warwickshire. And it led on from there, really. I ended up running the agency, and we've had up to about 100 staff, running training programs across the county. So,
and how would you explain that journey? What was it that kind of or significant memories for the different various things that you've done?
Well, I think it's quite a difficult question, really, because I had such a varied career, although it's been fairly static for about the last 20 years, running this training organisation. That's every day has been different. It's brought me into contact with a fantastic range of people, and unemployment affects everybody, really. So it's really brought me into contact with some wonderful experiences, and I couldn't begin to describe how what's happened to me over that period, but to come to that from public school, and then a period of working as a baker on a cruise liner, I don't know what equips you for the job I do, but that's as good as any, to be honest with you. Yeah.
So going back to the project, how do you think it might affect you? What are you envisaging the experience to be like?
I'm not sure about it. I just really don't know. I know that it's a bit of a milestone in my life, and that's what it feels like. It feels like it's a point that I've been thinking about ever since I knew I'd been successful, and I'm sure it'll stay in my head, for the rest of my life afterwards. So it's very much a milestone, and how it will affect me, I don't know. I don't want to feel that I haven't done more, I think I just need to accept it for what it is, which is it's an opportunity to get up there, stand on the plinth and look out on Trafalgar Square, and it's not an experience that many people have and I'll never have again. So I'm treating it at that level, really, and I'm not going to get too wound up about what I'm going to do.
And who would you say you're doing it for?
It's really for myself, and it's very selfish, but I sort of thought about getting up there and doing something for charity or whatever, or maybe doing something very expressive and all the rest of it, but actually I think it's something very much for me to explore how you know, what impact this can have on me for the future. It's quite a difficult one. I'd almost like to be able to tell you afterwards, because I don't really have a plan. You know, I will see how it goes and how it affects me.
Can you tell us a little bit about the suit that you're going to be wearing?
Right. Okay. It's my father used to come down to London quite frequently for various dinners and events. He was in the House of Lords, and so he was very much, you know, again a Warwickshire man, but spent a lot of time in London, and he's got various suits and things which hang in the wardrobe and never get used and are quite moth-eaten, and I just thought it'd be fun to just put one of those on and come down to London like he did, and stand there in that, because it'll never get any other use. So that's it, really.
What significant memories do you have of that particular suit and
right.
your childhood, I guess, and your parents?
Well, I always used to be very in awe of my father, especially when he was in his white tie and tails and going off to London or going to a sort of big dinner, and I think for something like this, I didn't want to just go up in jeans and a t-shirt. You know, I wanted to have something to dress up for, and so that's about the extent of it, really. It's it doesn't have any greater significance to me than that. Yeah.
And what kind of reaction would you like it to have on the crowd? You said you want to engage and you're going to be throwing out sweets.
I'd like them to be interested, you know, if they're walking past, to take a second look, and to be inquisitive about what on earth it is up there on the plinth, which is why I'm wearing a mask. It's quite a warm day, so I don't know how long I'll keep the mask on, but I'm looking forward to seeing people's reaction.
What would you say the most important things to you at the moment in your life?
In my life, I think it's my job is very much at a turning point. It's something I've done for the last 26 years, running this organisation, and I've got a lot of loyal staff that I know very well, and it's all dissipating, and disappearing. So it's the important thing for me at the moment is to see how that develops and where I end up, you know, in 6 months' time. But beyond that, my family are incredibly important to me. I've got a daughter in Scotland at university. My son's here today in Trafalgar Square, and my other son is on his way down to Newquay with a load of friends on holiday. So, you know, they're very much the centre of my life, really. I don't see an awful lot of them now, because they have great social lives, but my wife's here today as well, and various friends. So they're, I guess, are very much my focus, yeah.
And what hopes and fears do you have for the future?
I think my fears for the future are that my life carries on the same, and I would like to think that I've made some big leaps in my career. I've done some very different things, and funnily enough, I feel like this moment is a point at which my career is going to take a very different leap again, and I'd like to think that I do something as interesting as I've done in the past.
So how are you feeling an hour before you go up on the plinth?
Well, I thought I'd feel nervous, but now that I've decided that I'm not going to give myself the sort of the challenge of doing anything necessarily, I feel much more relaxed, and I'll just go up there and engage things, you know, when I'm up there.
So closing thoughts on being part of the One Another projects and being down here?
I think I'm incredibly privileged and I'm really grateful for the opportunity. I think it's a fantastic opportunity, and I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah.
Thank you very much.